go and the weeks flew by until he moved on the show, leaving his caravan behind. It was parked out on the southeast ridge, and as the company crossed the bridge, when the first rain fell on the bone-dry riverbed, it shone just so upon the edge. Wave away, we're sad to say. Dog Boy, Atlas, Hoffman, the geeks, the hired hands, there was not one among them who did not cast an eye behind in the hope that the carny would return to his own kind. Had a horse all skin and bone, a bow-backed nag that he named Sorrow. Now it's buried in an unmarked grave where the old nag was laid in the then parched meadow. And it was the dwarves that were given the task of digging the ditch and laying the nag's carcass in the ground, with Boss Bellini waving his smoking pistol round, saying,
"The nag is dead, mate. We can't afford to carry dead weight."
The whole company standing around, not making a sound. And to the dwarves perched on the enclosure gate, the boss says,
"Bury the lump of crow, mate."
Tying all the canvas flaps down. Yeah, the mangy cats growling in their cages. The bird girl flapping and squawking in the round. Oh, the whole valley reeking of wet beast. Wet beast and rotten hay. Freak and brute creation all packed up and on their way. And the three dwarves sitting on the enclosure gate, Moses says to Noah, "We should have dug a deeper one." Their grizzled faces like dying mounds, still dirty from their digging down. And as the company moved from the valley into higher ground, and the rain beat on the ridge, and on the meadow, and on the mound, until there was nothing left, nothing at all, except the body of Sorrow that rose in time to float upon the surface of the eaten soil. And a bird of crows did circle round, first one, then the others, flapping blackly.
who fell off their trolley.